Welcome to episode 303 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes in the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. We invite you to come along with us. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website or Facebook. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. On episode 280, we brought Garfield Collins on the podcast to talk about the wonderful and romantic couples resorts in Jamaica. And after recording that episode, Lindsay and Donna both jumped at the opportunity to go to Jamaica and experience the resorts firsthand. With its own set of challenges to travel to Jamaica during COVID-19, Lindsay and Donna made it to the resort safely and are here to talk about their experiences. So let's get started. So you two actually both flew in, but you flew in from different airports. So why don't you each go over a little bit about, I assume, Seattle and Raleigh and what you experienced at the airports?
Sure. So we should probably talk about first a little bit about we had to download the JAM COVID-19 app, the Jamaica app, tourism app, and follow their procedures. It was really simple to do. Fill out a health screening form. And then I didn't have to because I live in Washington state. It wasn't a requirement to get a COVID test, but I went ahead and got one just to be safe. And my husband, who was traveling with me on this trip for the first time ever,
like ever,
got one and was very simple to do. And we printed them out and took them with us. Seattle was very, of course, I'm going to brag about Seattle. SeaTac's very clean, very smooth. They've got this system down. We walked right through security, which never happens at SeaTac, because there was not that many people there. And we even had a great boarding experience. I flew with Alaska Airlines to Fort Lauderdale and we spent a night there and then flew with JetBlue to Montego Bay. And our experience with Alaska was fantastic. They boarded, I've been praying for this my whole life. They boarded from the back of the plane to the front of the plane.
How efficient is that?
Oh my God, it's so amazing. If we could just keep one thing from this pandemic, it would be that we still do this because it makes the most sense. They start the first class people on, but then they start boarding the back of the plane to the front of the plane and you're not hitting, you know, 200 people.
You have to like jump into the row before you can put your shit off pedal.
Put your stuff up. And then they did something even more amazing when we landed. The flight attendant stood there on the first, second row and let everyone get off in order. Like a classic.
Oh, like a wedding, like the wedding ushers.
Yes, like wedding ushers. It was phenomenal. Please, if any airline executives ever listen to our wee little podcast, keep that and have all the flight attendants do it because it was so great. Our middle seats were left open on Alaska and then also on JetBlue. So when we got in, we did notice we had a plethora of hand sanitizer, like from the moment you're getting off the plane to you're cleaning your hands about seven times when you get down to that runway. And we were, of course, we did Club Mobe. So when we arrived, we were met by our Club Mobe escort and they were waiting with our name on a sign and they took us down to the health screening. We kind of, if there had been a line there, we would have circumvented the line. And we answered a few questions. They took our temperatures, made sure that we weren't exhibiting any symptoms and gave us a card with a number to call should we have any symptoms or any issues and sanitized our hands like three more times walking down runway to the gentleman at the end, and then we were on our way to Club Mobe. So
were either of your planes full?
No, not even close.
Well, see, I flew American and I flew out of Raleigh to Charlotte, and it was very odd going to the Raleigh airport because it was so quiet.
Yeah,
none of the businesses were open. There was only maybe one restaurant open at the time, and one Starbucks. That's it. One restaurant, one Starbucks. And it was so deathly quiet because none of the machines were going, none of the the people weren't really talking, none of the elevators and all that just general noise was gone. And I flew American, and no, they did not skip seats. That plane was fuller than full.
Wow.
Nobody did hand sanitizer at either airport in the United States. But like Lindsay was saying, once we got to Jamaica, it was sanitizer every 10 feet, it seemed.
Yeah.
Wow. They were taking temperatures multiple times, even to get on the buses. So, and they had us spaced out on the buses as well. And you were required to wear a mask for the whole thing until we got to the resort and got in our rooms.
They even took our driver's temperature, like before he was allowed to touch any luggage or anything. Like they took the driver's temperature, and it was, they had to sign off. Like
So Donna, did you do Club Mobe as well?
I did. And I have to tell you, I don't think it was worth it on the arrival, but it was definitely worth it for the departure. Because I mean, yes, when they've got 10,000 people going through customs and immigration, it's great. But because there was such little crowds coming through, it really was not worth it.
Now, that's good. So we kind of felt that way at first too, but the lady who was taking us through explained to us, if you had been here last week, the line to get in was the line.
Yeah, I do think it's a roll of the dice. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I've done it twice, and once I didn't feel like I needed it. The second time I was so glad I had it. So, but I was just curious to compare to see if you had a different experience without having that escort. So.
But no, I did. I had Club Mobe as well. And so we would got into the waiting area, which normally they would have a whole full buffet open and they give you drinks and everything. Everything was prepackaged. They said, okay, do you want this sandwich or do you want this sandwich? Because that's all they had prepared. Do you want a cookie? Do you not want a cookie? You know, and do you want a drink? Do you want an alcoholic drink or not alcoholic drink? It was very limited in the choices as far as the food offerings for the arrival.
So with all of that, did you still feel like you were arriving in Jamaica?
I did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did. We got our rum punch right away. We had our tuna sandwich, which I think is awesome because they put the jalapenos in it, so it's nice and spicy. And we're like, it was great. It was like, we got it at like 8:50 in the morning. Right away.
So Lindsay, you said you did there's an app to do the like COVID screening beforehand, but and you said Washington State you didn't have to do a test. Is that a Jamaica requirement or what was
that? Was a Jamaica requirement, but because things are changing so rapidly, I and my husband chose to make the appointment with our local doctor and get it done. And I'm glad that we did because it could have very well changed at the last minute and we would have needed one and not had it. And I think it's just good and kind of responsible to get it done if you're going to be traveling anyway. So, you know,
Donna, did you have to do it?
I didn't have to, but I took the same route. Precaution is better. So it has to be 10 days in advance. And it was only from hotspot areas like Texas and Florida. There were four states, Arizona, and I can't remember the last one. But you know what? It's one of those things that things could change on a dime, and you want to go ahead and be safe and bring copies. That was one of the big things that we noticed is when we filled out the form through the Jamaica Tourist Board, the health screening form, you had to bring that hard copy with the QR code. Yeah. If you didn't have it, they were making people stop doing whatever they're doing and fill it out and get it done. And you couldn't even get on the plane if you did not have that form.
Yeah, we did see some people get kind of turned away for not having it printed out at the airport. And I'm not sure what they made them do, if they made them fill it out there at CETA or at that was at Fort Lauderdale when we boarded the flight. There, but they did kind of make them step out of line and go somewhere else. And, but it's, you need to have it printed out and not.
And that's where your travel advisor really can help because they can tell you what you need to do.
Yep. So after we got, I don't know how long were you in Club Mobe? Because I think we were only there for maybe 15 minutes and then our bus was there right away and we were on our way to
20 maybe.
And it's like a, what we say, like an hour, it's an hour drive?
45? It was an hour and 15.
Hour 15 minute drive.
To get to their grill.
Does couples have their own lounge?
They do. They do. It's just a regular lounge. And in fact, they did make us go over there. We got out of Mobe and they took us over to the couple's lounge and they're like, you can get a beer. And we were only there for like 2 minutes. So we're like, yeah, we're just going to go. We had enough time to sit down and then got back up again to leave. So
just enough to drop off your luggage.
Yeah.
I've heard though, another thing, perk of doing the Club Mobe lounge on arrival is that you can grab some snacks because like you were saying, it can be an hour to 90 minutes before you get to your resort. And if you had an early flight, you might not have eaten in the airport or, you know, so it is another perk to get your
food. I'm searching for a way to put this delicately and please use this. Remember to use the facilities before you leave. Because it is a very, very bumpy ride. And if you took a beverage to go, like they're going to offer you, like right as soon as we left, she had two rum punches ready to hand us to leave. And so we're in the... So lots of very bumpy ride. And I guess I could have asked for him to stop somewhere, but...
I'm surprised they didn't stop. I guess maybe because of the times, yeah.
He stopped to get gas, and I'm pretty sure if I had asked, I probably could have gotten out, but I don't know if I could or not, so it's kind of, I'm going to be a trooper, I'll make it. So, but you take advantage of the lounge, and then on the way, I know I'm skipping the whole entire trip, but on the way back, Club Mobe was really essential for us because we had a very late flight out, so we actually spent about 3 hours in the lounge, charging all our devices, eating a bunch of food, drinking a bunch of Red Stripe, saying goodbye to Jamaica.
Definitely worth it on the way out.
Yeah.
So are the transfers part of the couple's experience or are they something separate for your TO?
Yep. They're included in every couple's experience. You get the transfers. And we went to Swept Away first. Which, if you've ever been to the grill, it's located on one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, 7 Mile Beach. And it was probably my favorite beach, was my favorite beach experience of this trip. Probably my husband's too.
So was it the first time for both of you to visit the grill?
Not for me. I've been several times, but it was my husband's first time.
I went there to dive, but never stayed there.
Yeah, the sunsets in the grill are amazing.
Phenomenal. Yeah. We went out on a catamaran cruise and got to do a sunset catamaran cruise, which I think is kind of a must do. And you can do it right from the resort. It's one of their offered excursions there.
But your videos were hilarious.
He had so much fun. And he went off on that. He went on the slide and they took us to the caves and we got to go swimming in the caves. And we got to stop by Rick's and watch somebody jump.
That makes me so nervous.
I'm always I'm afraid if I did it, I'd find some way to hit my head somewhere.
I just have heard stories of people getting hurt doing it. And so it makes me, it's one of those that I always, like my kids tell me they want to do stuff like that. And I can think of a way to tell them how someone died doing it. It's like one of the, don't do that.
You're Googling urban legends really quick. Like, how do I scare them?
So I want to ask a question because you went with your husband, which we know is a rare occurrence. And then Donna, you went by yourself, right?
Yeah, my husband couldn't get a passport.
Yeah. So couples is known as for romance couples. So Lindsay, first I ask you, was it super romantic?
I felt like it was very romantic and we would love to go back for an actual vacation because honestly, this was not really vacation. He got to lounge at the beach all day while we were touring resorts. We did get to spend one day in either, actually 2 days on either side together. And it was fantastic. It was nice and relaxing. And it made us both want to go back there. for sure.
You wouldn't have a third wheel anymore either.
Then Donna, how was it for someone who wasn't with a loved one? Do you think you could make a girlfriend's trip out of it, or would you just?
You could definitely make a girlfriend, but going by yourself was kind of annoying, actually. Because every time you'd go up to a restaurant, you're like, they're like, table for two. And I'm like, no, table for one or table for three.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do we don't know how to do a table for three?
It was very, we got some strange looks that couldn't figure out what we were doing. Like that's the dynamic of the relationship.
Always keep them guessing.
I really was surprised. I mean, I'm a big fan of another chain of resort. Chain isn't the right word, but another group of resorts in the Caribbean that I've been to quite often. And I had not experienced couples personally before this. I'd kind of set them aside as, I like this. But I was so blown away by so many things. They weren't, there's not a lot of flash in the resorts. There's not marble pillars or columns anywhere. And it's a little more laid back feeling than some of the other luxury style resorts. But one thing that I really enjoyed was I thought the level of service, and especially in this difficult time that we're in, the lengths that they were going to at the resorts, I felt like they were going above and beyond to keep things clean, to keep people safe. Everywhere we went, we had to get our temperature taken before we went into the dining rooms. You're wearing masks when you can't social distance. Social distancing wasn't a problem because there was such low capacity at not just the resorts that we stayed at, but the ones we visited as well had such low capacity that it felt like you had the place to yourself. I mean, one resort we toured, I only saw one couple, and I actually had to ask, are they the only ones here? Because they have this giant resort all to themselves, but I guess everybody else was over at the Nude Beach.
So in the grill, they have Swept Away, and then they have Couples Negril.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of who would each one appeal to? Who would you send to either one?
Romance and Privacy, I would say Swept Away and Beach Snobs. If you absolutely have to have the perfect beach, I think there is no other place than 7 Mile Beach and Swept Away. But I think more party, like if you were doing a girls trip, Donna, wouldn't you say like maybe?
Oh yeah, Negril is much more hip, more fun,
trendy. They got a bar.
It's like perfect for that millennial crowd.
Yeah, that was in a much much larger pool bar area, and was very hopping with some music and
whatnot. Nude Beach.
Yes, they did have a very small nude beach that was completely covered in foliage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go?
It was open to the beach side. So if you were in a boat, you would definitely get a show. Okay. But if you're on the beach with it, you can't see anything. You
can't see anything, yeah. Yeah, so that was nice. Now we actually went when we were at Couples Tower Isle in Ocho Rios. We went out to the Isle, the Au Naturel Isle before it was open. Before 9 a.m. when they're like, drop your drawers or leave.
Mm-hmm. And they
family
mean
show.
It.
Family show.
Well, it is actually, I mean, it's for couples only. So if you're a single person like myself, I couldn't even go over there during the day. So it has to be couples because they don't want any ogling or leering or anything suggestive. It's just people that don't like to wear clothes.
Okay.
And who know how to play.
I've seen some of that on 7 Mile Beach anyway. Like not totally naked, but pretty skimpy.
Yeah. I will tell you that when we went to Sanssouci in Ocho Rios, we went and toured that resort. The regular beach was nice. It was pretty. But when we went over to the Au Naturel side, the beach was amazing. I think if I was staying there, I would get, if I was there for a week, I'd have to get real comfortable real quick with being in a nude beach, because I would not want to be there and not enjoy that. That beach was fantastic. So if you are listening to this and you do look for that in a resort, that is definitely would be the place to go.
So what made that so much better than the beach and the grill?
It was bigger. And they had their own, they had food over there. They had a pool area. They had a little recreation area. It was kind of like a little cove. But I think it was just a larger stretch of beach. And the way that the palm trees and the foliage was, it was a little more reminiscent of Seven Mile Beach. Wasn't quite as beautiful as Seven Mile Beach, but it was more that type of a beach.
You don't think of that in Ocho Rios.
It was very surprising to me to see that there was like a little slice of paradise kind of hidden, like a little Garden of Eden.
Yep. And the good thing is that you could rent that space.
Yes.
So if you were having a like a rehearsal dinner for a wedding or something,
like a nude rehearsal dinner?
No, just a regular rehearsal dinner. Okay. You can rent the whole space. And actually have it catered and everything, or you can have a bachelor party or a bachelorette party. And I mean, if you rent the space, you get to dictate what the space is used for.
It's only when it's open to the rest of the resort that it has those regulations. And then I think they said after 5, it's open to everybody anyway to come watch the sunsets.
Okay.
So they had, but yeah, it was, it's quite economical to rent that area. I mean, you can't even rent the little town hall to have a wedding here where I live for as cheap as you could get that section of the resort to yourself for your own private party. And it would be perfect, like Donna was saying, not only bachelorette parties, but even if you did somehow end up on a couple's resort with a group of your friends or family members and wanted that area.
Yeah, like a couples trip. I can see that.
A couples
trip. Sure. And right outside of that, there's a huge concert venue as well. So they were talking that in June, I believe it was June of last year, they had Air Supply come and the lawn was just completely covered with people enjoying Air Supply.
Our listeners can't see it, but George is now just, he's so happy.
I'm all out of love.
Because he's all out of love.
So what are the feels for those two resorts, the Tower Island, Sanssouci, that are both in Ocho Rios?
I think, Donna, the Sanssouci is more romantic, right? But they do.
But it's very boutique-like.
Yeah.
So if you're for a smaller resort that's kind of tucked away, that's not real flashy, definitely Sanssouci is that feel. Tower Isle is clean, white lines, very modern, but it's still got that Jamaican feel to it. So it's, again, this is, Sanssouci is more for relaxing and just getting away from everything. Tower Isle is a little more hip and fun and ready to go for a party.
And I think there are really two sides of Sanssouci that's, it's worth noting. We walked around and there's tons of, it's on a cliffside and then it goes down to the beach. So it is quite a lot of stairs and a lot of walking. This is not for your people who have had knee replacements, hip replacements. This is not for your old 40-year-old women like myself.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The ones who always twist their ankles and break their feet.
But I will, that being said, I mean, there's these beautiful cabanas where you can get your massages on the top of the cliffside facing the water with the breeze. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. And then there's another side of that resort down by the beach where there's some beachfront accommodations, and that's where myself I would be, because I would only do those stairs coming into the resort complex and then when I left.
And actually you don't have to, for people that have mobility issues or you just really just don't want to lug your luggage, they do have golf carts that can take you down there.
Yeah. So but it was gorgeous, and I feel like Donna said, like it was more that boutique-y feel, but they also had a couple of the more millennial modern type touches, because they too had the coffee walk-up coffee bar. and they had vegetarian options. They have a, if you're looking for a place to work out on the beach where you have a ton of beach window views, this was it. They had a fantastic workout area. I don't ever use that on vacation, but some people do, where you'd want to go.
I don't use that in real life. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the views from there, and underneath there was like a juice bar. Was it a vegetarian?
Yeah, they had some vegetarian smoothies and things like that that you could get.
And kind of more focused, like, I think if you were a healthy person who likes to hike and you like outdoor, I think that you would be really attracted to that side of that resort. And then if you're a beach bum, you'd probably like the other side. But
do either of these ones, like the Two in the Grill and the Two in a Terrace, do they have sharing privileges? Can you go
between resorts? Not currently, but they do in regular times.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I have to add, though, going from Negril all the way to Ocho Rios is about a 3.5 hour drive.
Right. Yeah. So but I mean,
we're going to do like a week here and a week there, do it one time. I mean, to go in between Negril and Ocho Rios, that's great. But I wouldn't, you're not going to go back and forth all the time.
Yeah. No, I meant like Tower Isle.
Yeah, Tower Isle and
yes. San Jose yes.
are really yeah. close together. So it's not a very far jaunt too. And then even we didn't talk about the at Swept Away across the street is their athletic area, which is the first time I've ever seen this at a all-inclusive resort. They have a lap pool set up with like 8 lanes.
Ooh, and that's cool.
And they have a running trail, Sandy, like a jogging trail.
Ooh.
That's all.
How long is it?
I think is it a mile or half a mile? It's either a mile or.
I think it was a mile or more, and it was a park course.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was, and then they have, that's the only place on property. They've got a bar lounge area over there where you can get alcoholic beverage, but then I think they do juices too. And then there's a TV. So that's where the sporting events and stuff are, but that's the only public TV on that resort.
So do they like stop the traffic to let you cross the street and stuff? Yeah. Do they
there's safe crossing and.
I'm just going to have everybody write this day down in their calendars because we are talking about the athletic area and the gym before we have said a word about the food. And I feel like something is wrong. Adjusting to a COVID-19 world. I cannot adjust to this world where we're talking about exercise and not talking about the food.
Negril has a marathon, the reggae marathon and half marathon in December. That's still on my list.
Oh, and this would be a great place to stay afterwards to reward yourself too. This definitely would be. But yeah, so the food was phenomenal. I was expecting because it's a little more affordable. These resorts are a little more affordable than the other resorts that I like in the area. I was expecting that would be where the sacrifice was. But I really felt that their food was top notch. Like it was very well done. I think I only ate one meal there that I didn't really care for. And it was an Asian restaurant in Jamaica. Is probably not. But everything else was amazing. We had this lobster bisque. That lobster bisque we had, I could have poured it in a bathtub and just...
Yeah, they served it in a pot. They served it to everybody in a coffee pot.
Oh, so good.
Oh, wow.
But what was sad is he served it and he's like, is that enough? And you hadn't tasted it yet. So they should have done it like with wine or you got that because I would have been like, just leave the pot. Just take it all. It was so good.
That would be my dinner. That was it.
And then
did they limit the restaurants? Like a lot of all-inclusives right now, only one restaurant or two restaurants are open at a time because of the low crowds. What was your experience there?
They had a rotating restaurant, I believe, at Swept Away and at Tower Isle. We did experience where the one night, the one, one specialty was open and then maybe the next night a different one was open, but there was at least two open plus the main dining areas each night. So I don't feel like it. To me, it didn't feel like we were missing out on a bunch of on opportunity to eat there. And we ate at the Feathers restaurant. It Swept Away twice. It was so good. I'm trying to remember what I had that was so good. I think I had snapper, and my husband had salmon or something he really loved.
Oh, he also had the beef medallions too.
Oh, that was so good. The sauce for the beef. Yeah, the food was phenomenal. And my only regret is that I didn't take more pictures of a lot of the food because once you tasted it, you just ate it so fast that it was gone.
Didn't we just record a whole episode about photography?
Yeah, I know. We did. I was really hungry. And
I'm disappointed, Lindsay.
Not a whole lot. But yeah, so the other thing I really liked is they didn't overdo their portion size. Like sometimes you go to an all-inclusive and you're like, I want to try a bunch of different things, but they're all so big. And if you asked for two entrees, they would put them neatly and beautifully on the same plate. So it didn't look like you had a whole dang menu, you know?
They didn't fill your whole table with dishes.
Yeah, it was like French size, portion size.
Yes.
Nice.
It wasn't like us in Bali where we ordered a couple of things and it looked like we were feeding a family of 10. no, but it was very well done. And then it left you room to have desserts. And I think there was one night where my husband and I, we'd eaten at Feathers with Donna. And then we went into the main dining area to meet with the rest of the group for dinner. And we just ordered every dessert on the menu and had all...
I think you just got your points back from George. You didn't take any pictures, but you had second.
No, it has second.
There you go.
Gotta try all the alcohol. And I will say that once I got my groove with the drinks there, I was okay with the drinks. But like if my one complaint would be that I just, and it's more on me than on the resort, is I just don't know what I want to order. And I kind of like that at some resorts, they're like, let me make you this and let me make you this. What do you like? And I kind of didn't find my bartender with that groove until probably mm-hmm. like the last day there. But that was more on me than on the resort.
So. Yeah.
And the drinks weren't real strong because I was starting to feel it after 9.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar. And I will say, like, this is where if you're trying to pick out which one of these resorts you want to go to, you really do want to sit down with your travel advisor and talk, because there are certain ones where the pool bar is not getting any sun until a certain time, or this is a better beach, or this has better drinks than this one, or better, you know, this is one of those not an all-encompassing.
That's the second time you mentioned pool bars. Were they actually open?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, because a lot of all-inclusives have closed their pool bars.
No, they're mandatory one-seat spacing.
Yep. And they had like a minute, like 6 people maximum in one. And it was fantastic. Elizabeth, you would have loved it. This, my husband hates people. I think he hates people more than you do. And
wow.
He does not like people. And he was like a little kid on this trip. I don't know. You've seen the pictures and the videos, like his face just lit up. There was nobody at Swept Away. And that was,
I think you've set him up with false expectations.
Yeah.
Do more traveling before everything.
When he travels with you again in 15 years, he's going to be like, this is not what I remember.
Where did all these people come from? No, I don't think that this isn't a resort chain that's set up that where it's overcrowded at maximum capacity either. I got the impression that this was quite well spaced. And there was mm-hmm. the one thing that they had that I haven't seen at a lot of other places, the floaties on every pool chair.
Floaties like noodles?
Yeah, no, like those awesome foam lounger floaties. Everybody had one.
Yep.
I like it.
And there was lots of chaise lounges, so yes. You could, you know.
And they spread them out for social distancing. Not that they had to spread them out because they're really wasn't that many people there, but and the other thing was doing a catamaran cruise when they have cut down the amount of people that they take is phenomenal. If you have a chance to do it while the capacity is low, it is the best time to do it, because that was the best catamaran cruise I've ever been on.
I'm saying, like, if I could just prove that I'm not American so I could go places, mm-hmm. I would take this year to travel, because I think this is the time to travel right now. Is like,
you need a citizen passport, Elizabeth.
Yes, I do. I need to like become a citizen of Switzerland or something, because I seriously would go everywhere because there's nobody traveling. Yeah. It seems like ideal to me.
Yeah,
ideal.
Well, most of the resorts, I asked the occupancy, and most of them were sitting around 20%.
Wow.
It was so funny at Sans Souci when I asked, they're like, yeah, she's like, we have 30 guests on property right now, 2 over here and 28 over in the Onatra.
Wow. So it's a good time to keep your clothes on too, is what you're
saying. So one of the things you have listed is something called Idle A While Family Resort that I've never heard of. Is that a division or a subdivision of Couples?
Yes and no. It's the same owner that owns Idle A While, but it's actually not under the Couples brand. So he owns the properties, but they're not necessarily the same. They're not necessarily all-inclusive. They have two different resorts that are right next to each other. One's a family resort, and it's very small. That one is not all-inclusive at all. It does have a bar and restaurant. There's a small beach area. Very little amenities when it comes to water sports. I mean, there was a couple of floaties. There was a couple of paddle boards and things like that, but very little in terms of boats.
Yeah, and they weren't included. There was no like inclusions there. That's kind of where you stay if you're intending on being out off the resort property quite a bit to see the local.
And where is that?
Culture. That one is in DeGrille.
It's just down the street from Swept okay. Away.
And you can walk out of the doors of that resort. And what is it that they said with the villas, the Idle A While villas, they have privileges to use the Swept Away activities.
Spa.
The spa in the activity area.
Yes.
So you can go over there and the villas were phenomenal. That is where if you are looking for a place to go on vacation and still social distance and you want to take your family and you want a 5-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 3, and I believe was there
a 1-bedroom, a 2-bedroom, a 3-bedroom, a 4-bedroom, and 2 5-bedrooms.
But these villas are fantastic. You get your own chef, you get a housekeeper and a butler, and you have to pay for your own groceries, but they'll either shop for you or you can shop when you get there. But they cook, clean for you. Everything's taken care of. One of the 5 bedrooms had its own pool, steps from the beach. And the beach there is gorgeous. Fantastic. I think they were fantastically laid out. Lots of space. Great accommodations for a multi-generational family where you don't want to be on top of each other and everybody needs to kind of have their own little corner to retreat to.
That sounds like a cool place to go. This is in DeGrille?
This is in DeGrille. This is great for a family.
If you're going to do the marathon.
Yeah. Marathoners.
Want to talk about sports.
Back to sports. Or for our Outlander training meetings.
Great. There we go.
Well, basically what it comes down to is whatever the bedrooms are, you get double that. So in a 5-bedroom, you would get 10. It's regulated for 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Cool. And it says here that they could be all-inclusive or EP. So you could opt to pay all-inclusive and then are your groceries and everything included at that point? Is that how
yes.
it would work?
Yes.
Okay.
But they would contact you ahead of time and say, okay, what do you want us to cook? So they could have all the groceries purchased before you even show up.
I like it.
Yeah, interesting.
The nice
I like people. It.
That would be a really fun couple's
Christmas presents for me.
Yeah. What'd you say, Elizabeth?
When you're thinking of Christmas presents for me, yeah. You can
just keep that. This is what she wants.
Noted.
I wear a size 5-bedroom.
and they were very, they had that kind of white plaster with exposed beams, natural beams. So it was very Jamaican in its feel. And then you had your outside dining, you had inside dining, you had the big gas commercial type stoves that you would find in a commercial kitchen.
I had like 4 or 5 of those swing seats, those round, awesome, comfortable swing seats. I could see us out there drinking.
So if you did a villa, you could have children. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Either before, during, or after.
I think we just need to do the chic mansion.
They did mention that quite a few celebrities actually use this particular resort because it is so small and so exclusive. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to really deal with anybody if you don't want to.
And you can get a private car rental, or you can rent your own car. And most people that stay there, they say have their own vehicles, and there's a place to park, and you've got
You can drive around and explore.
Sign me up.
Cool.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.